Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Okay, let's dig in. Oh, jeez, what's wrong with him? I don't know. Anyway, you saw this Coinbase. Maybe you didn't see it on the Super Bowl, but I talked about it a couple days ago. It was one of the more radical, commercials, and it's one headline I just saw said the commercial that cost $7.5 million, but looked like it cost $75. So here's the start of it. It's a C, and see, I missed the start. I looked at like seven copies of this ad to find out how it started, because I thought, how could it just be a QR code? And then this blue screen comes up, like an old DOS, MS-DOS, early version, the blue screen of death. Drops.coinbase.com, which is apparently the URL that it goes to, and that's where you get the QR code and sign up for Coinbase. And then it goes to the QR code, and it bounces around like that, like the old Pong game. What happened was, and then it on the way out, it also says drops.coinbase.com, and then it goes back like it's going back to your real TV. Like somehow Coinbase took over the TV. Okay, so then let's get over to the PDF side. Okay, so now there's a little controversy, and you probably won't hear about this anywhere else, or at least not for a few days. But over the weekend, the CEO of Coinbase tweeted out an interesting message. He said, basically, no ad agency would have done this ad, in a longer thread that talked about how the ad came about. That sometimes you have to say no to your ad agency and your peers, and they ended up, melting down their own servers. They got so many downloads of the app from that thing. And this is by Ask Babbage, which I think is a pseudonym, but I think it's funny, and so I always assume that it's not. So we'll have a tag to her on LinkedIn if you want to meet her. She's very creative and a really interesting person. But anyway, then Kristen Cavallo, CEO of the Martin Agency, tweeted back, oh, this is killer. Except an ad agency did do that ad. And in the tweet, which didn't work out, the Adland site, you can get the whole thing if you go over here. There's a link that comes up in the article itself. adland.tv/adnews Coinbase is a long URL. But if you go now over to wdma.org, and if you go there and you look for the and you look for this link, and you get this today's article, which you can get every day. We have the show notes up there. So if you go over to wdma.org and subscribe, which is free, then you can get the article and you can get the link. That's the simplest way I can give you to find the link, although just go to Adland TV and it's featured right now. But anyway, down in the story, the Kristen actually delineates on August 18th on page 16 to 18 of our presentation, we suggested, quote, a floating QR code on a blank screen. And then the CEO tweeted out something lame like, we worked so closely together, I thought of us as one big team. What a crook. I think I do have some money in Coinbase. I think I better move it. This is not financial advice. Absolutely not. Do not construe this as financial advice, but isn't it a great world? he credited his creative team or creative firm, though not by name. Scumbag. They totally gave him the idea. Anyway, and then he pounds his chest and says, we don't listen to any ad agencies. We're totally independent. Okay, well, sometimes you shouldn't listen to your ad agency, but that's not what happened here. Oh, what a great story. I love it. Okay, so here was an article by Kaneta Kelsall, and she it was exploring physical senses in the digital realm. And I was hoping, what I was hoping for is that she would come up with, you know, the idea that we should connect, like direct mail, which is physical, to digital. That's what I was hoping for. You never know. So, sometimes, you know, I spot these articles and I just hope for the best. But no, au contraire. Many of us craved experiences going out with friends and shopping. We tried to replicate these experiences online, turning our attention to Zoom calls, TikTok, and virtual games with varying success. And some of the app brands switched their strategies that way too. So what we should all do is get on the bandwagon of AR, and AR can make online experiences more immersive. And I tried an AR hood in a jet fighter game, and I've flown enough planes, real planes, a few real planes, and a lot of simulator planes. I had a Navy fighter jet simulator long ago, and I kept doing the missions great, and then I'd get back to the aircraft carrier and crash. And I decided that I would pretend that if I crashed, I died, and I would quit practicing. I would set it aside for a few days and not play it again like I died. And that did the trick. I went deeper into the game, and then I was able to land on the carrier. As a friend of mine who was a Navy bomber pilot, you know, one of those A6 low level, 600 miles an hour at 50 feet across, off the ground, he said, "If you can't land on a carrier, you can't be a Navy pilot." That's the way it is. So I learned from immersing myself in the digital. Well, I put on one of these AR hoods, and you know, I took off and took the jet right up straight, started doing a couple barrel rolls, and I said, "I gotta stop this. It was making me sick." I'm surprised I didn't fall on the ground. But I just want you to know that I do check these things out for you if you haven't tried that before. Most of the hood things are stupid. They're just completely stupid. You know, you get some sense of a 3D, but it's nothing like being there. Not even close. No. But this wasn't stupid. It was immersive enough to make me sick. So they're either stupid or sickening. So anyway, then she talks about virtual touch. You know why QR codes didn't work when they were you know, put into advertising? They didn't work because there was one step missing. What was the step? You had to download an app. That was it. It wasn't in native to your phone, right? And people didn't want to download the app. Okay? That's it. And that stopped it. All you had to do was one time download an app. I did it, you know, but most people didn't want to do it. Okay? It's fine. Right? So they didn't download the app. Then, of course, a few years ago, Apple and Google put the QR reader into the photo software, and now you don't have to download an app. You just take a photo, basically, like you were taking a photo. It'll bring up the link, and you can go to the link. And now the QR codes are big news, right? Okay, so now we're going to all put on a headset and put on a glove in order to watch your ad. Don't do it. Don't go there. All this extra stuff, way worse than just downloading one app one time. Can you imagine? Okay. And most of these gloves are targeted at the military. They really only feel pressure. If you really want to connect physical to digital, and the article goes on, physical to digital, do direct mail. And here is is a really interesting article about what's working in direct mail. Now, it's done by a team that basically specializes in gift giving sort of things. And so you say, well, it's kind of got a skew, but it's well written, give you a lot of ideas. It actually has some case studies. It used a piece of jargon that I wasn't sure what it was. Pre-MQL, you know, I was working on lead qualification software in 1982. So I've been around a while, but they're always coming up with new names for the same old stuff. So that's pre-marketing qualified stage, and then there's pre-demo, and then there's post-marketing qualified lead. You ever try to sell anything? Did you ever try it, not just document it all like you're writing some paper in business school in your undergrad? Oh my gosh. So they've got all these stages delineated for you. Well, so anyway, then they talk about gift giving, and the funny part is how sending a package, but they're using e-gifts. You know, why not send something real? It's much more memorable. I got a fleece and a hat and some other stuff from an ad specialty company a couple of years ago. I still remember it. I literally called them probably 4 times. I even connected with the CFO on LinkedIn just to tell them that I never received a follow-up call from the person whose business card was in there. I called her several times. I said, if you're going to send out a $50 gift package, you might want to have somebody call up and see what the deal is and leverage it. But they didn't, you know. I saw an ad, you could get a free sample gifts. They didn't even put their logo on it, right? So I don't even remember who they are. Which brings me to something we did back in the mid-80s, which I think works better than this. And we have a case study, though I don't have many of the details. I keep asking Scott Stern for the details. And if you remember, I talked about Norm yesterday. That's Norm Stern. Norm and Scott, father and son. Norm Scott Industries, really good, really great company if you want branding for your company. They work with Coca-Cola and Caterpillar and all that. So I got him into a direct mail catalog, which is up on the wall behind me. And here's what we did. Let's get off of this thing. It's a good article. Get it online. But what we did was we did the sample of the month club. Okay, and here's one of them. Let's see. And, you know, we just printed up there wasn't anything that special. You know, a blank package addressed to the recipient. I've written on it and stuff. And this one's going to eight. This one's going to Attention, so-and-so. It's at Castel, which is a pen company. Anyway, Faber-Castell. So it must have come back undeliverable or whatever. Anyway, so in the box was a letter from my good friend Kay Baumgartner. She was one of my assistants and really great, knew everything about ad specialties. An order form, because that's what we did basically in the 80s. This was in the 80s. Nice blue ink signature, right? Blue ink signature talks all about what's in the box. The Manchester mug, back again by popular demand. Lots of underlines, a PS, order now, call to action, 800 number, and QR codes weren't invented yet. So no QR code, otherwise we would have. So neither were cell phones. Okay, and here's a nice, pretty four-color brochure talking about the mugs and how you can put your logo on them. Nice big $1.99 featured price, a special. Each with your one color imprint, minimum order 144. Allow 4 weeks for production time. We fix that later. And here you are. Look at that. If you can see, Sales. That was the name before we changed it to Norm Scott. Norm gave me, here, we need a new name. We had an apparel line. We need a name for our apparel line. I made up 20 names. He said, I like that one. It sounded, you know, Northern European, Norscott, and it was like outdoors, and we had like jackets and hats and stuff. But isn't that great? Now, the way it worked was, each month or so, we got a vendor to donate. You know, I think this one we probably did a couple of thousand mugs, and so we got them to put them in a box. We said, you got a box you can put in one at a time? Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so we send them the addresses. They imprinted the mugs, one color, just like we're advertising. You can do this powerful, powerful design, would work today. And we sent it out to our 5,000 best customers. Now, we got a Swiss Army knife one time. Those are $15 a pop. And those we only sent to like our top 800 or 500. And then once a quarter, we would send a really inexpensive, some little pen or something, you know. This is, you know, just something that, just something fun to keep in touch. And those would go to all our active 12-month buyers, something like that. Oftentimes, we could also follow up and find out their real address. Well, during the pandemic, Scott decided to reactivate that, especially for some of his big clients. So I believe one of them was Caterpillar, and they called up before they sent it. They called up and found out the address, the appropriate address, because we're going to send them something special. And we wondered if you could give us their real address where they're, and they did. Well, partly because they have a 40 or 50 year relationship with Caterpillar, so it wasn't that unexpected. But then they put together a whole bunch of samples with the Caterpillar logo on them and said, these things are available right now in inventory. And, oh man, it just lit the place up. It was really great. Those are the kinds of things, with just a little thought, you can just ignite through mail. Just mail them a gift. Call up and say, we're going to send you something special. In fact, I think they did it in like a pizza box, if I remember right. And they had a theme of that it was looking like food delivery, but when you opened it up, it was something special. I really got to get after Scott and get some of the details about it, because that should be an Echo Award. Definitely should. We should have got him in the Echoes. I forgot about that. Anyway, my fault. But anyway, the point is, don't try to get physical into the digital. Let's get physical. Let's get real. Let's do something simple. You know, you could even do this even if you're not in the ad specialty business. You could send somebody a gift every month or two just to keep in touch. You know, or better yet, send them a little note. You can even email it if you want. I don't care how you do it. But send them a little note and say, you know, if you tell us your address, we'll put you in the hopper, you know, for the prizes. It's a great mug. I should be drinking from that. I better wash it first. It's now it's like, how many years old is this? Okay, so it's, let's say I went to work there starting in about 85. So 85 to 2000, 35 years ago, maybe. Anyway, have a great day. Like and share. I hope you like the stories. Think about it, especially if you have an agency or something. You can do amazing things. You can illustrate the power of mail with the power of mail. That's for Mike Gunderson. Mike, thanks for joining the WDMA. We're going to look forward to working with you. I have some great ideas on how we can work together. So welcome the Gunderson Agency to the WDMA. We really appreciate your support. You have no idea what it does for us. Have a great day. Bye-bye.